Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines, up-to-the-moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist Mike Brook.
Today I want to visit with our Kansas dairy farmers concerning corn silage harvest. As we look forward to corn silage harvest, one of the issues we have is that in many areas of the state we're having severe droughts, particularly affecting the dry land corn. So if you were planning on harvesting that for corn silage, you need to be considering what the whole plant dry matter is of that crop. Keeping in mind that when we start to see the brown leaves on top of the corn plants due to the drought, that it will dry down very quickly. So we may have to harvest before we actually have a lot of grain fill in order to have the correct moisture. We're still looking for 35% dry matter or 65% whole plant moisture when we harvest. With some of our newer inoculants that contain the L. butyneri bacteria, we might be able to go a little bit drier than that, maybe up to 38% to maybe 39% dry matter and still get good fermentation. One of the critical things I think for our dairy farms is to really assess where they're at on their forage supply as we move forward through the next 12 to 18 months. My guess is in many areas corn silage harvest will be short and we will have a deficit of forages. So if you take your corn off early because of the drought and we do get some moisture yet in late summer and fall, things like millet, sedan grasses, even short season sorghums could provide some additional tonnage for your animals. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension, urging our dairy farmers to make sure that we harvest at the right moisture and to carefully plan for their forage supplies for the next 12 to 18 months.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.